The Eucharist is Christ's idea. There are some who criticize the Catholic Church and argue that the Eucharist was something started years after Christ into the church, that it was not new. They say that the church bureaucracy throughout the centuries invented the devotion to the Eucharist. Now, it is true that our understanding of the Eucharist has grown through the year. And it's true also that our devotion to the Blessed Sacrament and to the solemn benediction was developed centuries ago. But it is not true that the Eucharist was an invention of the church. It was an idea of Christ. And we all know that, because remember in the Last Supper when Jesus says, "Do this in remembrance of me"? And if you read the scripture, the New Testament there, it talks about, it shows about the disciples, how they did what they called the breaking of the bread, and it continued. So it wasn't an invention of the church. We're following what Christ asked us to do. But critics also always sometimes try to criticize the church without really knowing what they're saying. Well, they should do some fact-checking to find out what is true, not true. And in today's gospel about the miracle of the loaves and the fish, it's sort of showing us and Christ preparing the people for the Mass. And I'm going to show you the connection between that. Now, we know that John mentions that the feast of the Passover was near. And we know that on the feast of the Passover was when Jesus introduced the Eucharist. Okay? And also, there was John mentions there was a large crowd that gathered. And they gathered to hear Jesus talk about scriptures and explain things to them. Now, this is what we do in Mass. We're all here. We heard the scripture readings, and through the homily, you get an understanding about the scriptures. So this is also what we're doing here in association with the Mass. Now, in the second half of the Mass, there's a Eucharistic prayer where the priest says a prayer of thanksgiving. Now, Jesus took the offering, the fishes and loaf, he gave thanks to his Heavenly Father, and he distributed them. Again, this is what happens during the Mass. The priest does the Eucharistic prayer, giving thanks in the name of the congregation to God, and he distributes the communion. And the last thing that John mentions is that they collected the leftovers, because a lot of bread and fish was leftovers, so this way they won't go to waste. We do the same thing at Mass. After communion, if you notice on the altar, they bring the consecrated host to the left, they put it in the ciborium, and it's brought back to the tabernacle and kept there. Christ was teaching them and preparing them for what was coming up next, because later on in John, he talks about him bringing the bread of life, and he prepared them a little bit at a time. Now, there have been other miracles about food. Remember when the Jewish people, the Israelites, got out of Egypt, how every morning they used to find manna out there for them to eat breakfast? And in the second reading, if you caught it, Elijah got food and told his servant to give it to the people. And his servant said, "There's not enough for them." Elijah said, "But the Lord said to give and give," you know, because servant said there were 100 people. So he gave it to them. Again, there was leftovers. There's nothing impossible for God, whether it's 100 people, whether it's over 5,000 people, he's there to give out. It's just a number for him. It doesn't mean anything for God. Nothing is impossible for God. He can do all sorts of miracles. No matter what it is, if you're out there and you have faith in God and you believe in God and you trust in God, things will happen. I want to share with you something that I experienced in my past parish out when I was in Long Island, in New York. It was Mother's Day, and we bought roses for the moms. And at the end of the Mass, we had the mothers line up, and we were handing them the roses. And I noticed, like, I started counting, I saw there about 20 moms left. And I counted the rose in the baskets, and there were 17. And I said, well, God, it's three is going to be without it. Well, we gave out five, and there were 15 ladies left, and I counted them. And there were 13. I said, well, I must have miscounted. So there's only two, it's going to be without a rose. You know. So we gave out, and then there were 10 ladies left. And I counted them again. There were nine. And I said, John, I know how to count. You know. So I counted it again. There was still nine. I said, okay, there was only one going to be short. So I gave them out, and I gave them out. And I gave the ninth one out and expected them to be no more. There were two left. So the tenth mother got one. And then something, the Lord spoke to me inside. The remaining rose is for my mother. And when I looked at the statue of the Blessed Mother, she had a vase there with water, but no flower. And I took the last rose and I put it there. And I shared what had happened to the congregation. Miracles are possible, but we have to believe that God can do anything for us. We can't try to look for reasons to explain things, why things happen, but look at God's hands in our life. We have to be able to come and receive Jesus on the altar. Now, what happened for those who can't receive communion, maybe because of not going to confession for whatever reason, there's a thing called spiritual communion, which you all can receive. And how do you do that? By asking God to send Jesus to you. Many saints would ask for spiritual communion after they had gone to Mass, or they wouldn't be able to go to Mass during the week or whatever. Many saints would ask for spiritual communion, to be filled with Jesus' presence in them. And we could all do that because Jesus is here for everyone. So when you're outside and you're alone or you're busy and the thought of God comes into your mind, ask him, Father, send me Jesus, spiritual communion to me. Fill me up. Let my spirituality grow. Help me come closer to you. Help me to serve you. Help me to do your will. He's there for you. He never denies you. It is us who deny him. It is us who walk away from him. It is us that offend him. But he never denies us. He's there for us, waiting for us to call him, to reach out for him. And when we do, he comes into us. So remember, like the miracles of the multiplication of bread, there's nothing impossible for God. Maybe for us, but not for him. And ask him to be present with you always. So this way you can feel him in your heart and you can start the day with him. Let us pray. Oh Lord, help us open our eyes, our hearts, our minds. When we call for you, Lord, come inside us. Bring us peace. Bring us your love. Help us feel your presence in our life. Help us to do your will so we can bring your word to others through our examples in life. Amen.